Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. How are we going this week? Today is an exciting episode for me to bring you. I'm actually going to transition to a live that I did the other day, and that is to share the news that I made top 10 empowerment coaches of 2021 in Yahoo Finance. I know, it's just such a big moment of gratitude. I'm getting teary. Every time I speak about it, I get teary. I'm not even kidding you right now. I have tears in my eyes because I feel so much gratitude from where I was 3 years ago to fucking hating my life, my job. And I don't say that for you to feel sorry for me. I mean that in the sense that I was not happy with myself and it was only me to blame. That took me a long, long time to realize that I was to blame. And this change of my life and getting into Yahoo Finance and getting that feature was symbolic of me standing in my power. It was symbolic of me finally making a choice to change my life and change where I am. So I'm going to transition over to that live. But before we do, I just want to share that this week I have 80% off the Femme Collective Bundle. This is a bundle on mastering your mindset, on defeating your self-doubt, and building unstoppable confidence, and it's 80% off. It's going from $297 down to $97 for this week only because I have decided that this will no longer be available to purchase from Sunday. So I released it a couple of months ago and I was just going to have it up. But the way that I'm transitioning the business, I've decided that I'm going to be taking that down from my shop front and putting it on sale so all of you guys can get it last minute. But you only, from time of recording, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 days for you to get this at 80% off, and it will never be available again. There are video trainings on there. There's audios there. There's workbooks from private clients. That's right. You get access to private client resources. All of this, it's about over $1,000 worth of value, content, and resources. You get it for $97. So I'm going to leave the link to that in the show notes below. But make sure you get your hands on this before Sunday. And if you have any questions, please just slide into my DMs. Let me know and we can go from there. But here we are. Here is my live, my moment of gratitude when I realized that I had been featured in Yahoo Finance. And there's some little nuggets of wisdom I wanted to bring you in this podcast as well. Hello, happy Friday, everyone. What is happening? Today's been such a day of gratitude for me, and I wanted to just pop on and say hello. So this morning I woke up to the news that I got featured in Yahoo Finance's top 10 empowerment coaches to watch in 2021. And like, oh, every time I think about it or say it out loud, I get so teary. I don't think you understand how much gratitude I have and how thankful I am to have been a feature. But it's more of a reminder to thank every single one of my private mentorship clients, my members in Woman Up Monthly, all of my podcast listeners. Like, the podcast is where it all started. The podcast really facilitated me to make the transition. I knew I had a voice. I knew I needed to use it and make change somehow and connect with women all over the globe. And so for those of you who have been listening to the podcast since the beginning, even new listeners, I'm so grateful. All of my friends, all of my family. And I think it's just a reminder that you, without sounding cliche, let me just fix this, without sounding cliche, you absolutely can do whatever you put your mind to and whatever you believe you can achieve. And I guess for a long time, I really didn't understand that. I really didn't think what I was envisioning or what I was thinking of really could happen or could be a part of my identity. And do you know the biggest thing that really shifted in me, that made me the change, was
was the deciding day, the day that I decided to actually call myself out on my own bullshit and ask, why aren't I actually working towards what I want? Because I wanted a podcast, I wanted a membership, I wanted to privately coach women in empowering themselves and healing the relationship with themselves in their lifestyle, how they are living each and every single day. I wanted this. I wanted this to come into fruition. And so the biggest thing for me was actually getting so fed up with my bullshit that I was like, I can't handle being on autopilot. I can't handle doing the same shit every single day. I can't handle waking up. You know, at this point in time, I was in a job that I resented, that I, on paper, I had a great life. Don't get me wrong. On paper, I had a great life. And I'm grateful for that part of my life because it's helped me get to this part. But I was miserable. I felt this purpose, this passion burning up inside of me, igniting up inside of me. And every single day I would wake up in fear of failure, in fear of succeeding, in fear of what other people would think, you know, judgment. But then it just got too much. And this is what I wanted to share with you all is that you sometimes it does take breaking point, but don't let it get to that. Don't let it get to that. Be super fucking honest with yourself and ask, am I doing the best I possibly can for me in my life? Is this actually the best that I can live my life? Am I aligned? Do I feel fulfilled? And don't get me wrong. I don't want this to come off like, oh my God, I'm so happy every single day. And you know, I have failed so many times in the first year of business. So many times in the first year. Do not get me wrong. There's been moments where I'm like, oh my God, am I going to quit? Like, can I keep doing this? Don't get me wrong at all, okay? With every benefit, there are drawbacks, you know? The law of duality. With good, there is bad. With positive, there is negative. So I am here to be realistic with you. It's fucking hard and you have to put in the work. You can't just visualize and have a vision board and manifest and journal about it and meditate on it. You have to put in the work. And, you know, this is just the beginning for me. This is just the beginning. And I share this with you because you can change at any point in your life. You can, whether it's starting your own business, whether it is starting a new hobby or quitting that job or leaving a toxic relationship or, you know, finding new friends, starting dating again, whatever it may be, you can absolutely do it. And I get so emotional. Like, I'm getting emotional now because I remember the mental space I was in. And I think for a long time, I was afraid to really be transparent and show that on my social media. Now, on my Instagram is where I do most of the stuff. I'm a lot more transparent. I'm a lot more raw, right? Because I know that's what I appreciate in other people is being open and honest. And so I'm getting really raw and honest with you guys. I was so miserable. Mentally, I was not doing well. I was not fulfilled in my job. I had toxic relationships. I was on this hamster wheel around and around and around and around. I was living life on fucking autopilot and it sucked. It sucked the energy and the love out of my soul. And you know, sometimes, like I said, it does take rock bottom, but this is for me now to say to you, like, are you working towards where you want to be? Are you making the steps? Are you trusting yourself enough to change the relationships, your career, the way you use money, you know, the way you view money, your practices, your habits every single day? And this is what I've created, all of my life experiences from my mentors, from all my education. This is what I create with my coaching and this is what I do. So to wake up and to see that I've been featured in that is just, it's just so nice. It's so beautiful. And yes, of course, it's a form of validation. But to me, it's like, I know I can feel inside of my soul that this is the path I'm meant to be on. And I say this, and I'm really honest, is that I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Maybe I'll change like careers, vocation, like completely differently. I have no idea. But what I do know is that I decided that enough was enough. I decided that I was my own worst enemy and I was doing myself a disservice every single day I was wasting. Because, you know, again, to sound cliche, but life is too fucking short. It's too fucking short. It's it's just, it's not worth being miserable. It's not worth. And I spent a long time in victim mentality as well. You know, I speak about victim mentality a lot, and I've had people tell me like, oh, you don't know what it's like to truly be in victim mentality. Trust me, I do. When I was 18, I lost my mom, and for a good 3 to 5 years, I sat in victim mentality, right? And, you know, when I was going through the motions of life, I sat in victim mentality because I told myself that I had no other choice. I told myself that this is how it has to be. I fed to my subconscious mind that this is the way I had to leave life. That's what we do. We make excuses and we feed them to our subconscious mind. So we believe, okay, yes, I'm correct. And we will look for anything that reinforces that, any type of evidence that is going to tell you, yes, just stay here, stay small, fear success, fear failure, stay here. You will look for anything, right? It's like when you get out of a bad breakup and straight away your mind reverts to all of the good times, right? All of the happy times and the memories and the positive memories, because it likes to go where it's safe. It likes to go where it's comfortable. So I challenge you today to go where it's not comfortable. Get comfortable getting uncomfortable. That's what I always say. That's what I share with my clients. That's what I share with my Woman Up Monthly members. Get comfortable getting uncomfortable, because that's where the growth happens. And I know I have such a long way to go. I have such big plans for Jessica Pennelly as a business, for my clients, for what I want to bring out. You know, I have big, big ideas, big, big plans. But I also know how hard it is to come from a space where you truly are so lost, and you believe there's no other way. But let me just tell you right now, there is another way. I absolutely promise you. So I send you so much love. And if you want to chat, if you need someone to hold space, if you want to find out more of what I do with my clients, you know, when it comes to healing the relationship with yourself, send me a message. I'll leave a link in the comments below. But this is really to get you to challenge your mindset and to get you to challenge of how you're living life. But I'm going to go now. I'm going to go have a glass of red wine or maybe a gin and tonic. I'm not too sure, but I'll speak to you guys soon. Bye. Oh, 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 oh,